Hi, the question for Ms. Carla Mathis. CARLAMATHIS. Date of service is 7/8/2022. Date of birth 6/1/1980. Date of accident is 11/16/2021. Ms. Carla Mathis is a victim of an automobile accident. She was injured on 11/16/2021 in a rear-ending accident. This caused her pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and radiation to the right arm, involving first and third finger as well as left buttock and the right leg anteriorly. Some pain in the right shoulder. Currently, patient report that the pain have remained the same. The level of the pain is 8 in the neck and the right shoulder, and the lower back pain has got better at 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. She has not been working since the time of accident, and she has no headaches, no nausea, vomiting, dizziness, vertigo, no vision problem, loss of balance, memory problem. She's an underwriter at her mortgage company, and pain does remain around 8 maximum, with radiation to the right leg and right arm, but not involving toes, not involving the fingers. The right shoulder pain is constant and especially occupies the trapezius muscle and the back of the neck. ADLs are reported affected at 6, but among them, the sleep, work, mood, and general activity are affected 8. The relationship with other people is affected 7. Enjoyment of life is affected 6. 60% pain is reported relieved with the current treatment. In the system review in neurology and psych, patient reports no headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance or double vision, no confusion, disorientation, no loss of memory, and there is a lack of focus but no lack of concentration. Patient reports some anxiety and difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, patient has neck stiffness and lower back stiffness and pain in the neck and the lower back with some numbness on the right arm and the right leg. Occasionally she has some pain in the right hip. In the GI, patient has reported that there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that her pain level has increased and her fingers are tingling, shooting pain down her arms and legs, and hip pain and lower back pain. They are worsening. The therapy has not helped. And patient also report there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in last 30 days. Current pain medication are metformin, Tylenol, codeine, and Celebrex. Patient does not use any drugs. Compliance history. Patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 163/87. Pulse is 87. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination came from previous visit of 6/29/2022, dictation number 0629-080. Plan of care is as follows. Diagnosis are the same. Plan of care is as follows. I have reviewed the IMA report that was done on 6/23/2022. And currently the patient has seen Dr. Oppenheimer one time and is going to see him again. And she has completed a course of physical therapy, and she had recovered quite a bit in her symptoms, and patient was referred to neurosurgeon for eye spine for disc replacement, but that has not been done. The patient reports that she is now seeing Dr. Oppenheimer, who is going to do her neck surgery in 2 weeks' time. She is an underwriter for mortgage, and then even the lower back may be operated at the same time. She has not been coming for injection treatment for CESI, LESI at this time, and she made up her mind to just do the surgery. And she has multi-level disc herniation in the cervical and lumbar spine. She has been advised that most likely she will definitely need a cervical spine surgery, but lower back may get better with the loss of weight, physical therapy, exercise, and a couple more shots. She's only done one injection in February. Her medications will continue as follows: Celebrex 200 mg daily, Tizanidine 4 mg twice a day, and lidocaine patch daily. Rest of the medication, which is Tramadol, Lunesta, and Voltaren gel, have been discontinued as of 7/28/2022. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Her labs have been reviewed, maps have been reviewed. The physical therapy will continue so far, 3 times per week, another month, and then will be removed with traction massage, echo therapy, gait training. Patient will remain disabled and hospital replacement because she is going for surgery. Neuropsych evaluation was she didn't want it, and she don't have much of a headache. Thank you. But she was provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, Prilosec 20 mg twice a day only, and Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.